morning, people of God. Good morning to all of you. Hallelujah. I would like to welcome all of you to Daily Oil, our weekly program that is airing every day from Monday to Friday, 10 o'clock to 10:30. Hallelujah. You are all welcome this morning, precious people of God. I wonder, how was your weekend? I'm sure you've had a fantastic weekend. I'm sure you were blessed with the messages that came across, not only from our ministry, but even from other ministries as well. We are so grateful to the Lord for speaking to us in such a time as this. You know what? The enemy thought that this would be a very different Easter. The enemy probably thought that we're going to just be in our room sleeping. But God gave us grace. Hallelujah. God gave us wisdom, and we were able, the church was able to still worship Jesus in this time and in this season. Hallelujah. Well, don't you want to welcome all your brothers and your sisters? Call them, tell them it's Daily Oil time. We're going to start in a few minutes. Hallelujah. But while you are calling them, we're just going to join in the worship of the Lord together this morning. Like I always tell you, it's a blessing to worship the Lord. It's a blessing. It's an opportunity to connect with divinity. Hallelujah. So right where you are, from your house, from your living room, holding your Bible, holding your cell phone, wherever you are, join in the worship. We're going to worship the King together this morning. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and let's start worshiping Him. Hallelujah. What a beautiful name He is. What a wonderful name it is. Hallelujah. What a beautiful name. What a powerful name. Worship Him from your heart. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. His name hasn't changed. His name is still powerful today. The name of Jesus can destroy infirmity. The name of Jesus can save. The name of Jesus can heal. The name of Jesus can restore. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. You have no equal.
Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name. Abba.
Worship Him, come on.
The name of Jesus Christ, my King.
Oh, yes.
What a powerful name is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name is, the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, praise the name of Jesus. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. What a powerful name He is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. And Lord, right now, I decree that name over somebody's life. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Name that is high above every other name. The Bible says that at the mention of that name, every knee shall bow. Well, we've just had this fantastic time in Easter, and it was all about this name. The greatest gift God ever gave man Jesus. Jesus. Well, people of God, you are welcome once again to Daily Oil this morning. I just want to welcome those that are joining us from across the nations of the world, those that are joining within South Africa, those that are joining outside South Africa, those that are joining in the Bojanala region. We want to welcome all of you, all our branches. You know yourselves, we celebrate you. I welcome all my pastors, all the people that are serving the Lord with me. I especially want to welcome Pastor Pumi this morning. I want to welcome Pastor Mthebo. I want to welcome Pastor Peter, Pastor Wandile, Pastor Lawrence, and of course, all their wives, you know, each one of them, all their beloveds, all their wives. I welcome all of you. And I welcome all the people that are working with each one of them. Hallelujah. You guys are all welcome in this beautiful service, and especially this new week that the Lord has given us. Amen. So we're going to have a fantastic time in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Daily Oil is all about the Holy Ghost. Daily Oil is all about you getting to know the Holy Spirit, getting to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. I really pray that these programs will not just be something you know you have to do in the morning, and after you do it, you have your life back. I really hope that this is an effort of this ministry to try to help you discover for yourself who the Holy Spirit is. Like I told you last week, there is a man of God that said, teach a person the Holy Ghost and you have taught him all he needs to know. The moment a person is properly introduced to the person of the Holy Spirit, you don't have to keep really following up that person too much. The Holy Ghost himself starts doing the work in the life of that person. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't follow up people, but I believe that there is no better follower up than the Holy Ghost. I want you to look at the book of John 16, verse 7 this morning. Now, the Bible here says, but I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go away, I will send him to you. This was Jesus speaking. Brothers and sisters, please understand. Jesus is the Jesus we're talking about is the Jesus that fed 5,000 people. Is the Jesus that healed every sickness and disease he came across. Is the Jesus that opened the eyes of the blind. The Jesus that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the one speaking, and he's telling the disciples, it is advantageous for them that he goes away. Because if he goes away, the Helper will come. I mean, who could be a better helper to man than Jesus? But Jesus knew that if he was successful on earth, it's because he had help. And that we can also be equally successful. That's why he even said that the works I do, shall you do, and greater works than this, because I'm going to the Father. Why? When I go to the Father, I will send the one who helped me to do these works, and he will also help you do the same works. So the Holy Spirit is your advantage on earth. The Holy Spirit is for your profiting and my profiting. The Holy Spirit is for your benefit and my benefit. And I believe we are reaching a time where people will stop struggling with the Helper on their side. I believe God with you, my brother and my sister, this morning, that you will come out of this Christianity that is always a struggle. Do you understand that you never get to enjoy your journey with God? Why? Because it's always a struggle. And you will tap into the real help that God made available for you. Well, this week our focus, you know, last week we spoke more about what the Holy Ghost can do. this week we're going to focus on who is the Holy Spirit. Who actually is the Holy Spirit? You know, I believe that you can't really relate with somebody you don't fully know. That's why Jesus in the book of John 14 verse 17 said, "The Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him because it either sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." Jesus told the disciples, "But you know him. You know him." I believe today marks the last day when you will not know the Holy Ghost. Where you will come out of this thing where the Holy Ghost is just a mystery. The Holy Ghost is just an idea. Like you don't know the Holy Ghost. So our journey this week is we want to get to know him. Because Jesus says, "But you know him." Your journey with the Holy Ghost begins with you knowing him. And I'm glad Jesus didn't say, "But you know it." Because the Holy Ghost is not an it. The Holy Ghost is a person, but you know him. So my question this morning, do you know him? And how well do you know him? I'm not talking about knowing about him. Jesus didn't say you will know about him. A little example to make you understand the difference. If I ask you a question, do you know Bill Gates? You will say, "Yes, I know Bill Gates. I've seen his pictures. He's the one who made, you know, the PC." But then I will ask another question. What is Bill Gates' best meal? Does Bill Gates drink tea or coffee? You see, all of a sudden now you are quiet. You know why? Because you don't know Bill Gates. You know about Bill Gates. And many people do not know the Holy Ghost. They know about the Holy Ghost through somebody's preaching, or, you know, on TV. They heard about the Holy Ghost, but they don't. Knowing here talks about a personal relationship, having a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And that is what I'm trusting God for you, that the Holy Ghost will become someone you relate with, someone you know personally. And when you know a person, you can even know the sound of their voice. You can know their footsteps. You can know their perfume. You can know the way they think, depending on how close you are to the person. And that is our job this week. We need to know the Holy Spirit. Because the more you know the Holy Spirit, the more advantageous it becomes for you. You know, I'm always amazed when people tell me, "Pastor, I really enjoyed that message you preached. It really blessed my heart." I wish I could tell them it's not me. To be honest with you, most of the time I'm blessed the way you are blessed. The real preacher is the Holy Ghost. The real giver of revelations is the Holy Ghost. And I pray that you will know him. Hallelujah. I pray really that you will know him. So this morning, let's ask this question and let's try to answer it. Who is the Holy Ghost? The first aspect of him that we're going to look at this morning is the Holy Ghost is God. That's right. You heard me well. The Holy Ghost is God. The Holy Ghost is not an idea of God. The Holy Ghost is not someone who works with God. The Holy Ghost is God. Can you repeat that after me? The Holy Ghost is God. That's right. Now, I want to start the study or our little devotion by showing you that the Holy Ghost has always been around. For example, the Bible opens with the Holy Ghost. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, the Bible says, "Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." So you see that this is the beginning of the beginnings. And there you already have God and the Holy Ghost. So I'm trying to show you that he's been there from the very beginning. Hallelujah. Number two, the Holy Ghost is eternal. And you need to be God to be eternal. Hebrews 9 verse 14. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself unblemished to God. The eternal spirit. The eternal spirit. So we know that God is eternal. We know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, which means he is eternal. Now we are also learning that the Holy Ghost is eternal. It means he doesn't have a beginning or an end. He is eternal. Remember, this teaching this morning is to make you understand that the Holy Ghost is God. Hallelujah. Now, we all know that God is actually a triune being. That's how he created you and me. You are also three in one. You have a spirit, you are a spirit, you possess a soul, and you live in a body. You are just like God. God made you like himself. The Bible says that let us make man in our image and in our likeness. So God created you like himself. You are three in one. He is also three in one. We call it the Trinity. And you know, the word Trinity is not found anywhere in the Bible, but there are many scriptures that show you that God is actually three in one. That's what we call the Trinity. Let's start with the very verse we've just read now, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. It says, how much more then will the blood of Christ, that's Jesus, who through the eternal spirit, that's the Holy Ghost, offered himself unblemished to God, that's God. So you see, in that verse, you find the three. You find Christ, you find the Holy Ghost, and then you find God. Hallelujah. That is how we get to know that God is actually three in one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, you can turn there. It says, for there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. You see that the Holy Ghost is consistently appearing. And the Bible says, and these three are one. So if you believe that God is God, if you believe that Jesus is God, the Word, in the beginning was the Word, the Word was God. If you believe that Jesus is God, you should believe that the Holy Ghost is God. Because the Holy Ghost is part of the three. These three are one. Hallelujah. Matthew 28 verse 19. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. In which name? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm showing you verses that explain the Trinity to us. And I'm helping you understand this morning, the Holy Ghost is not just some dove. The Holy Ghost is God. God, the Holy Ghost. So we have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three in one. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me give you a few more scriptures to make you understand the Trinity. Matthew 3, verse 16 and 17. When he was being baptized, Jesus came up. That's Jesus. You see, I'm showing you the three. Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God, that's the second one, the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly, a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. That's God. So that's another verse that shows you that these three work together. So you see Jesus, you see the Holy Ghost descending on him, and you hear the voice of the Father speaking. Hallelujah. Actually, that is what we call the fullness of God. Where you have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Then a verse I'm sure many of you might be familiar with is 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Hallelujah. Again, you see that the Holy Ghost is consistently appearing in those verses because the Holy Ghost is not a smaller person. The Holy Ghost is not the weak one. The Holy Ghost is God in the same rank like God the Father and God the Son. Remember, this week we want to know who is the Holy Ghost. Jesus says, but you know him. Hallelujah. And you're going to begin to know him from this morning, realizing that the Holy Ghost is more than what you thought he was. He is God. Hallelujah. Therefore, the Holy Ghost is God. Luke 1 verse 18 confirms it. The angel replied to Mary and said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And the power of who? The power of the Most High. Who do we call Most High usually? God, right? The power of the Most High. So the power of the Holy Ghost is called the power of the Most High. So every time you say the power of the Most High, you're actually talking about the Holy Ghost. He is the one with the power of the Most High. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, Holy Ghost, and ye will be called the Son of God. The product of the Holy Ghost is called the Son of God. Let me ask you a question. The son of an elephant is what? It's an elephant. The son of a dog is what? A dog. The son of a chicken is what? A chicken. Or the children of a chicken. Now, the son of the Holy Ghost is God, meaning the Holy Ghost is who? God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, so the Holy Ghost is God. And you know, I want to shock you a little bit. Actually, Jesus called the Holy Ghost his Father. Because Jesus was brought, you see, not the word Jesus. Jesus is the work of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost gave birth to Jesus. That's why the Holy Ghost Jesus kept saying, the words I speak, I hear my Father speak, then I speak. He was referring to the Holy Ghost. And that is the same thing that happens to me. The words I speak, I hear God. And when I say I'm hearing God, I'm hearing the Holy Ghost. He's the one speaking. The words you speak, he said to us, when you are presented before people, do not worry about what to say. Who will give you the words? The Holy Ghost. But you usually say, God spoke to me. Don't you speak like that? Actually, we usually say, God spoke to me. God spoke to me. Actually, you should say, the Holy Ghost spoke to me. He's been speaking to you? All this while. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17 seals the deal. I hope you are enjoying these devotions. I hope God is ministering to you already. I hope the presence of the Holy Ghost is coming to your house right now. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17, now the Lord is the Spirit. The Lord is the Spirit. So God is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Brothers and sisters, if you could realize that the Lord is not the air, the Lord is not the oil, the Lord is not falling down, the Lord is the Spirit. From that moment, wherever the Holy Ghost goes, there will be freedom. The reason why people don't have the freedom of God is because they don't know who the Lord is. The Lord is the Spirit. Once you understand that the Lord is the Spirit, from that moment, he begins to bring freedom in your life. You begin to experience the freedom that he comes with. The reason why many people attend anointing services and they are still bound is because they think the anointing is in the oil, or the anointing is the oil itself. We're going to talk about that in a few days ahead. But I want you to know today that the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Receive that freedom right now in your house. The freedom that comes from the Lord, freedom from bondage, freedom from deception. You know, He keeps bringing freedom in our lives. When the Lord comes, when the Lord, the Spirit, when the Spirit really comes to you, when you really start knowing the Holy Ghost, His first job is to set you free. To set you free, to deliver you. The Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And isn't it amazing that 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19 now tells you, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? The Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Brothers and sisters, the day that revelation hits you, you will stop entertaining demons in your body. You will stop entertaining bad dreams in your heart. You will start entertaining all kinds of defeat and depression, because the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And God lives in me. 1 John 4:4. Let's go there. 1 John 4:4 says, but you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people, because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. Another version says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. The greater one is in you. The Most High is in you. God of heaven is in you. Therefore, refuse to accept defeat. Refuse to accept failure. Refuse to accept depression. Greater is the one that is in you than the depression that is trying to get in your mind. Greater is the one that is in you than the poverty that is trying to assail your life. Greater is the one that is in you than these challenges that are coming your way left and right. The Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray that that liberty will reach you right now in that your house. I pray that you will have a revelation that the Holy Ghost is more than speaking in tongues. The Holy Ghost is the deliverer. The Holy Ghost comes to set you free, and He comes to give you an upper hand over every situation you are faced with. Begin to connect with Him with that understanding. The Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And my body happens to be where the Spirit of the Lord is. Therefore, I decree freedom over my body. I decree freedom over my mind, because my mind is part of my body. I decree freedom over my spirit, because my spirit is part of my body. I decree freedom over my emotions, because my emotions are a part of who I am. And the Lord, that is the Spirit, is working in all those areas. Hallelujah. Receive that freedom this morning. Hallelujah. Receive that blessing this morning, that you shall not be bound. You are born for freedom. You are meant to fly high and above. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Be blessed, people of God. Be blessed, child of God. Your only place to rise is to the top. You are not going down. You are going high. You are going high. You are going high in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we have come to the end of our beautiful teaching this morning. I hope the Lord spoke to you. I hope you had an encounter with the Lord. Before I go, I just want to give somebody this morning an opportunity to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Maybe you are watching me from, you know, some other places, and you just came across, you know, this channel, or you just came across this video on Facebook. You know what? God is speaking to you. I want to help you commit your life to Jesus. The Holy Ghost came to convict us of our sinfulness. And whenever you are watching me from right now, maybe you want to surrender your life to Him. I want you to repeat these simple words after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Hallelujah. Friend, if you've prayed that simple prayer, I've got some good news for you. The Son of God has entered your life. I want you to write to us, or just raise your hand from your emoji on your phone. Just raise your hand to make us a sign that you have given your life to Christ, and we will contact you. Hallelujah. Just give us a sign so that we know where you are calling from or where you are joining us from. Praise the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, it's been a great joy for me to have all of you guys joining this morning. You know that God is working. I know that God is working in your life. You might not see it right now, but you shall see it soon. Hallelujah. So just stay strong. Let's meet again tomorrow, same time. There is so much more to learn about the person of the Holy Ghost. We can never exhaust the subject. So join us tomorrow again. Let's have encounters with the Holy Ghost. Till we meet again, this is Pastor Pascal reminding you that you are alive to give life. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Amen.